This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Hope Kerwin. Organic food has grown into an almost $50 billion industry. But some Wisconsin farmers say they no longer trust that all certified producers are meeting the industry standards. We'll take a look at how questioning the organic label could impact the industry's future. Crunching through spring snow, Harriet Behar heads toward the high tunnel on her farm. Similar to a greenhouse, the high tunnel has heavy translucent plastic that insulates Behar's organic spinach plants from the cold.
When we start getting, 45, 50 degree days, this is just going to get huge. But you can see it's been picked all winter.
Behar says she's harvested spinach 6 or 7 times over the winter, a pretty productive crop for her farm. But when it comes to competing with hydroponic operations, where spinach is grown indoors in nutrient-filled water, Behar says it's hard for her to keep up.
It's kind of like food on steroids, because they're in a controlled environment, they don't have, wind or no sun. I mean, they're under lights. This is a big difference.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture allows hydroponic operations to be certified as organic, but farmers across the country have been debating for almost a decade whether these soilless farms really meet the standards for their industry. Behar says the problem is that hydroponics doesn't improve soil quality or protect natural resources, things that traditional organic farmers are required to document in order to be certified. Because of these exceptions and increasing reports of fraud in the industry, Behar says many producers feel the USDA organic label doesn't guarantee the same quality that it once did.
If we're certified organic and the other people are certified organic, there's no way to distinguish ourselves in the marketplace, and we think consumers care, so we're going to have this add-on label.
Called the Real Organic Project, Behar says the new label is meant to be an extension of the USDA organic seal, guaranteeing that crops are grown in soil and livestock and dairy producers are following animal welfare standards. But traditional organic farmers aren't the only ones frustrated with the National Organic Program. Some hydroponic producers, like Brian Ernst in Ripon, say they also think the organic label has lost some of its integrity.
Indoor farm is really starting to adopt a post-organic philosophy.
Ernst says when he started Ernesti Farms 4 years ago, he wanted to be certified organic. Now, he feels like the industry is commercially driven, and he doesn't think indoor farms like his need the label to be successful.
Just because customers see the USDA organic, little symbol on a clamshell, doesn't necessarily give the customer all the information they're looking for.
Some in the industry worry that if farmers continue to lose faith in the USDA seal, it could hurt the force that has made organic worth a premium. John Mesko is executive director of the Midwest Organic and Sustainable Education Service. He says the USDA does not promote organic food as being worth more than conventionally produced food.
The real value that gets added to the organic label has come from farmers, food producers and distributors, retailers, co-ops. All of those folks have been the ones promoting organic and the certified organic label as beneficial.
And Mesko says the community needs to remain united in order for organics to keep growing.
We have to proceed as a community with caution to make sure that we don't create so much confusion that we lose the momentum behind the broader organic movement.
But Harriet Behar doesn't see the Real Organic Project's add-on label as a reason for division. In fact, she's hoping it will be a rallying cry for farmers across the country.
This might be a push to the National Organic Program to improve what they're already doing, to kind of show that the organic community wants to do this, and if they're not going to do it, we're going to do it on our own.
Behar says consumers will start to see the new organic add-on label on products in 2019. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.